Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everybody. John Simpson here with Umbrella Group of Companies. We're a multi-service company just breaking into Fort Mac, hoping to gain everyone's business and trust and help out with projects where we can.
There we go. I love the name. Like, it just encapsulates everything in
That's
regards
right.
to it's a group of different services that you guys offer. So with those different services, because there's so many, I don't intend for you to get all of them, but what are some of the services your company has?
We have structural steel, supply, erect, fabrication, insulation services, GHT services, welding. We've got a magnitude of services that we provide.
Nice.
And very efficiently.
And now, with all those services, are you involved in the recruitment of any of that manpower?
For sure.
How do you do that? Because that's like all over the place in regards to spectrum of who you're looking for, skill base, personality, like that's a lot of people.
It is. We put out multiple posts, plus we have our resources with in-house for talent acquisition, making sure we get the right candidates to complete the projects.
Cool. And how long have you been with the company for?
I've been with them 2 years.
2 years, okay. And now you're based south from us.
Yep.
Where did you grow up, though?
Nova Scotia.
What part of Nova Scotia?
The Annapolis Valley.
Nice. So, Nova Scotia, everybody here in Fort McMurray is hardcore East Coast, so they're all going to know that. Little sub-story. When I was a recruiter for this company called Everready back in the day, they're called Clean Harbors now. So I was recruiting and I went to Cape Breton.
Okay.
And I got to Cape Breton and I stayed in a hotel and I was just like, yeah, I'm really excited to be in this province. I'm not going to say what province name I said it was. And they're like, no, you're in Cape Breton. And I learned on that trip, there's a difference between Cape Breton and where you're from.
For sure.
So did you spend any time on that island, or are you strictly...
No. Nope. Yeah, I've done trips up around there, the Cabot Trail, for sure.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful, especially in the fall.
Mm-hmm. So what brought you from there to here?
Work.
Just strictly.
Yep.
So you were in high school. Did you know, because everybody like you knew moved out here, or...
Nope. Just wanted to make the venture out, start my own thing, and took the journey.
Nice. And how long ago was that?
That was in 2000.
Okay, so it's been a long time since you've been in Alberta.
Yeah.
So did you come to Fort McMurray at any point in time, or did you
Yes, I've done multiple jobs up here.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
With previous companies.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, like, how did you, like, come from the east and not make your way all the way up north? Because that's the normal path.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you came up here, were, like, you doing camp type of work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, one of my first jobs was at Horizon.
Oh, geez. Okay,
yeah.
Very cool.
So.
That's a different lifestyle.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
I used to recruit people, and you had two streams of individuals. Some of them for short-term contracts, turnarounds, short-term and turnaround, you were in camp.
Yes.
Some of it that was long-term, like maintenance, like, we're like, no, you got to be full-time. And it definitely, it's one of those things. I'm born and raised here in Fort McMurray, so I never had to, like, stay in a camp or, like, go out there. But I thought it was important for me to, like, live the lifestyle that I was recruiting other people to live.
Yeah.
So I would go, and I first tried it out in a bush camp.
Oh, wow.
Because Everready did the water roads and, like, the drilling in the winter. So I'm like,
well,
if I'm recruiting guys to stay in these camps, I might as well, like, go live in them for a few days. I made it 4 days, and I was like, you know what? It's time for me to go back to town.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's a different lifestyle.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you were out there, like, how did you find that from being from the East Coast, super friendly, super, like, open, there's just space everywhere, to now you're in, like, a camp? Like, what was that transition like?
You know, you meet friends wherever you go. And that was it. You just, you click with people, and it becomes kind of like a family anyways.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that bad.
And what's your skill set initially?
Skill set? Well, I started out back home as a fisherman, so, and then transitioned into the construction world.
Okay. When you say fisherman, like, what are we talking about? What size of boats?
65 foot. I was on anything from 65 foot up to 135 foot that fished offshore, yeah.
Wow. And are you, like, because there's so many jobs that could be on a boat, like, what was your role and responsibility?
The 65 footers I was captain of, and then the offshore boats, just deckhand.
Cool. Do you still have a chance to get on water and, like, sail around, or?
Not a whole lot now, no.
No, not, because we're landlocked here.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have a recreational, like, speedboat or anything?
No.
You gave all that up?
I did, yeah.
Wow, do you miss it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But this is exciting, too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You meet a lot of new people.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah.
And so with the organization that you've been in right now, it's not a small organization by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
You guys are quite spread out in regards to the coverage and the area that you're able to do work in.
That's right, yeah. Yep.
So where are you guys all located?
We have our head office is in Chemainus, BC. We've got a major fabrication shop there. And then we have another office and fabrication shop in Kitimat, BC. And then we expanded into Nisku, Alberta, last year. And now we're expanding into Fort Mac, trying to grow even bigger.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. Do you know the story behind the name of the organization?
Umbrella?
Yeah.
The main slogan that came from it was, "We've got you covered."
So, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's sweet. As soon as when Keith introduced us and he said the name of your company, I thought he was half joking in regards to, they must just cover a whole bunch of things underneath.
Yeah.
And then I read the hat and I was like, oh shit, he's not joking.
No.
Like, nope. That's the name. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the work in Fort McMurray, like you said, you've been here before. You have some experience. What do you think some of the challenges to getting in Fort McMurray are going to be for your organization?
I think just meeting the right people and getting the word out there that we're here and willing to help out in any way we can.
Yeah. And so how do people get a hold of you? Is this through, like, dispatch? Is it through email? Like, what's the best
way? Through email or my phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it individuals? Like, it was a huge hurdle that I used to have to overcome when I was in oil and gas. Like, who is your target demographic? You're not, I'm assuming you're not looking for, like, somebody who's in a residential area across the road to call you.
No.
Or maybe you are.
No.
Or I'm assuming it's more industry-based.
Yes, so industrial.
So who would fall into that category?
I would say the CNRLs, Suncors, the big players for sure.
Yeah.
That's our main bread and butter for sure.
Nice.
Is heavy industrial sites.
Yeah. Well, you came to the town for that.
That's right.
We're kind of known for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So with the time that you spent in Fort McMurray, like, what did you take away from it?
It's definitely a great culture up here. There's a lot of work to be done, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And as long as you give the clients an honest day work, you can keep going.
Yeah.
For sure.
There you go. Now, on your day-to-day, what do you do to keep you busy outside of work?
Outside of work, I have my family. So I have a son and a daughter. Okay. That's very busy in itself.
Yeah.
And then I enjoy hunting, so that's one of my passions for sure.
Okay, how old are your kids?
My son's 20 and my daughter's 14.
Oh, so you're not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination?
Not yet.
Even at 20, I was just hanging out with my parents a few days ago. I'm 41. I still have mom and dad, like, coming to the rescue for a lot of things.
Yeah.
So how, the 14-year-old is a boy or a girl?
Girl.
So that would put her in grade 9 or 10?
Yeah, she's going into grade 9 this year.
Okay, that's a big, like, okay, you're not in Fort McMurray, you're somewhere else. Like, do they go to the bigger school, or is she still?
She's still in the middle school.
Middle school.
So next year she'll go to high school.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a big transition.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's nerve-wracking for her, I have no doubt.
Definitely.
So what's the 20-year-old up to?
He's HVAC. He's going to school to become an HVAC mechanic and refrigeration.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah.
Is he going to Nate?
Yes.
Nice. It's like right in your backyard.
Exactly.
That's the thing, when I used to recruit back east, I would tell people all the time, like, come out to Fort McMurray for yourself. Obviously, the opportunity's there, the money's there, it'll be good.
That's right.
But the major selling point is the opportunities that it will have for your children.
100%.
The high schools, all schools for that matter, are unbelievable. And then the opportunities for post-secondary and then actually using what you learn in post-secondary and put it to work.
Yeah.
You can't beat Alberta.
No. It makes it great for sure.
Yeah. So is he going to live at home or is he going to live closer to the dorm?
While he goes to school, he's going to live at home. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And in between that, he works. So he's got the full-time job doing that trade and saving up to buy a house. So
nice.
He's got it planned out very well.
Right on. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good parenting. That's awesome. And did you have any idea what your daughter may be interested in?
She's interested in becoming a lawyer. So there could be a few years of school left.
Okay. Well, after we're done filming, I know a few different lawyers, definitely for
Perfect.
Some practicum and for some job experience, we can
Beautiful.
We can chat about that, because that's a big component, is getting the experience.
It is, yeah.
Like, going to school is one component, but, like, getting that experience, even if it's before you register, not a bad thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, this is a shorter interview just because we are out and about on
yep.
the road, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to say hi again. John Simpson with Umbrella Group of Companies. We look forward to hearing from all of you. If anybody needs to reach out, jsimpson@umbrellagroup.ca. And my phone number is 902-526-0380. Feel free to reach out anytime.
He's a brave man putting his phone number online. I hope everybody is having a great day. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go, dude. Nice and simple.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.